Difference at a Belworth Park Catholic Family Community. This is Father Scott C. Toller. I think many of you know me because I've said Mass in all three churches as well as given workshops. Recently, I've been invited to do a five-minute reflection on contemporary issues relating to our faith. I'm very honored to be able to do those, and I hope you'll find them helpful. Let me start by asking you a question. Do you think Jesus ever worried? Well, the answer is yes. Being truly human, he had his moments of worry. Let me give you an example. There's multiple ones, but let me give you this one. In chapter 17 of John's Gospel, this is Jesus' last words at the Last Supper to his disciples. He says to God the Father, "Please take care of my disciples." He was worried after he would ascend into heaven, what would happen to them. So, yeah, he worried. I bring up the topic of worry because we have been through 3 months of fear and worry. The worry of what if. For example, what if I or a loved one gets the virus? What if I lose my job? What if my small business goes under? What if the economy doesn't come back? What if the virus never goes completely away and things never return to normal again? So it is human to worry. But excessive worrying is unhealthy. My mother worried a lot. I remember one day my father asked her, "If you had nothing to worry about, what would you worry about?" And she said, "I'd find something." It really isn't helpful to say to a person then, "Don't worry." Rather, if the person believes in God, then there can be a discussion about how God can help them. They don't have to face their worries alone. God is with them. Here's a little rhyme that I often use when I start worrying. It goes like this. God says, "Scott, why do you worry? Why do you fret? Have I ever failed you yet?" No, God has never failed me. So to deal with worry, we need what is called a dynamic memory. We need to remember how God got us through other difficult times, how God got us through the last crisis. I'm not saying it was easy to get through the crisis, but you wouldn't be listening to me today if God had not gotten you through the last crisis. Jesus promised that he would not abandon us. He said that he would not leave us orphans. I saw a sign once that said, "If you worry, why pray? If you pray, why worry?" So this whole thing about worrying, though very humor, we have to put parameters on it. We have to be able to see it in the light of faith. To be truthful, I don't know how people who don't have faith, who don't believe in God, I don't know how they're going to deal with their worries. And worries can just overcome people. It can get to the point that they can actually despair. You know, the devil's chief weapon is discouragement. And a long period of discouragement will lead to depression. And a long period of depression will lead to despair. And that's the devil's goal. He wants us to despair. So, I don't know how long this is going to go with all the scares. And we'll all be tempted to worry. But it's so important to believe that Jesus is our good shepherd. He promised he would not abandon us. So what I like to do is to suggest something for your prayer life. Now, if you have a rosary, use the beads, not to say any Our Fathers, Hail Marys, or Glory Bees, but on each bead, just say, "I trust you, Jesus." If you don't have a rosary, you can do it on your fingers. So I'm actually going to give you a little bit of homework here. For 1 week, every day, take the rosary beads and say, "I trust you, Jesus," on each bead. I think by the end of the week, you will be at a better place in dealing with your worries. So, until next time, this is Father Scott C. Toller. May God bless you and your loved ones and all the members of the Belworth Park Catholic community. And I can't tell you how happy I've been to share this reflection to you, and I look forward to the next one. God bless.